Welcome to the Expat Life Lessons Podcast, a podcast made for expats, where get ready for coaching tips and life lessons to help you feel more at home no matter where you are based.
Also get ready for silly jokes, funny stories, and the truth of what it means to be an expat.
I'm Mariana.
And I am Alina.
So let's get started.
Hello everyone, welcome to another bonus episode of this podcast made for expats, or if you are about to become an expat. And today I really wanted to talk about a topic that is, well, mentioned everywhere on the internet, that is our healing journey. And why do I want to talk about this? So I have been on one very recently, actually, and I wanted to talk about it because, honestly, sometimes on the internet, the healing journey seems like we are just like doing things and it is quite quick, or we can just do things that are joyful and then everything will be okay. And don't get me wrong, it will, like definitely. The thing is that I want you to have realistic expectations on how a healing journey might be like, on how you might feel like. And the truth is that whenever you are healing from something, whether it's your friends moving away, whether it is you just moved and you are feeling a bit more on the low end, or you just are going through a breakup, or you are being laid off from your work. And a lot of emotions will come up. A lot of things will need to be processed. And it's not an easy job. It's not easy to process everything. And sometimes we might just want it to be over quickly and that we can feel all right again. And what I wanted to tell you is that if right now, no matter where you are in your journey as an expat or an about-to-be expat, and if you are feeling overwhelmed, or if you are feeling sad, or whatever it is, the emotion that you are feeling, first of all, I would really encourage you to really tune into that emotion. Really, instead of just pushing it down and only doing things that are really fun, even though that is really important, to find things that are really joyful, things that really make our mood go up. That's really important for sure. And really to find joy in our days, even if you're going through a low time of your life. It's also so important to be more connected to how you are feeling, to not judge it. Because sometimes we are just like, oh, I should be stronger, or I'm not the type of person that feels like this, or I'm not the type of person that feels stressed like this. I shouldn't feel like this. And you know what? We end up judging ourselves for being humans, for like being more vulnerable, for feeling emotions that are not as comfortable. And one thing that we really talk about in coaching is tolerating discomfort. And that comes a lot with emotions as well. And what I mean by this is if you're feeling a very uncomfortable emotion right now, it is so important to be in touch with it, to really see, okay, how do I feel in my body? Like, how am I thinking right now? What are the emotions that are coming up? And if it's something that has been going on for a long time, I would really encourage you to talk to a therapist, to talk to a mental health professional, because it is so important to really give ourselves the tools and to really give ourselves the resources, if you're able to, of course, to really overcome this. But if right now you are not able to, or if it's something that is not that long right now, you can also reach out to me and we can also talk about it. But one thing I really wanted to talk about in this podcast is really the connection we have with ourselves. Because I've seen so many clients saying this, because the majority of my clients come to me and they are quite overwhelmed. And one thing that I have heard so many people say and that I've seen is that so many people say, I shouldn't feel like this. Or I'm so used to being stronger and now I'm not. Or I shouldn't be like this. Or I should just get over it. And I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but can you hear the judgment in this? Can you hear all the judgment that is present when I say, oh, I shouldn't feel like this? or why am I like this? It's really the opposite of self-compassion. So I would really invite you to, if you ever talk like that to you, and the majority of us do, because usually the worst type of talk that we have is our self-talk, and it's really a skill that we develop in coaching, for example. It's really like, if it was a friend of you coming to you and like crying or being really low right now, would you tell them like, just get over it? Or you are usually so strong. Why are you acting like this? Or would you be more empathetic? Would you be more, okay, I'm so sorry you are going through this. Can I do anything to help? How are you feeling? And would you really be there for them? I like to believe you would. So if you're going through it, my question to you is, how could you be more present for yourself? So be that writing down on the journal everything that you are thinking, everything that you are feeling, and even connecting even more with your future self. Like, one thing that I always encourage clients to do is really like think about a future in a year, 2 years, whatever timeline you would like to choose, and really write a letter from that moment, so from your future self to wherever you are right now. Because sometimes all we need is to see, I'm going to be all right. I can feel like this right now. I can cry. I can put the music. I can have joyful moments in the same days, actually. But it is okay that I'm still not okay right now. It is okay that I'm having to process this because I'm human, just like everyone else. But at the same time, it is so nice and it's so important to really connect with our future selves, to really see, I will be able to create the life I want. And this is how I want it to look like. And if you even close your eyes and think, how do I even want to feel like? Like, what would make me feel this way? And who would I like to have in my life? Because the truth is, we can do a lot of healing by ourselves. Definitely. And the connection with ourselves is so important because we are the constant in our lives. But at the same time, it is so important, and I truly believe in this, that it's so important to create a social support around us, be that from your family, from your friends, from your partner, whatever that might be, because together we are stronger if we have the right people around us. So really see, how could you connect more with yourself? How could you be more self-compassionate? How could you have more compassion for yourself? And if any of these topics really resonated with you, and if you are going through something that's harder right now, and if you want support, reach out to me. My contact is for Instagram, is on the show notes. And I just want to leave you with a final thought that is, what was a time in your life back, whenever it was in your past, that you thought, I will never get through this. I will never overcome this. This feels impossible to overcome. And now you look back and you're like, actually, I did overcome it. Even though I felt like I wouldn't, I did. Because that shows you, you will be able to overcome this as well, no matter what it is. No matter if you do it by yourself with your loved ones. No matter if you reach out to a therapist. No matter if you reach out to a coach. But you will overcome this. So I really wanted to record this episode because I know so many of us go through so many lows, and sometimes it's not talked about that much. And I really wanted to give you my perspective on this, because many times we just think, oh, I don't know how to get through this. It just feels so overwhelming that we are stuck there just thinking it will be impossible. And then we just try to push it down and to not feel anything else. But sometimes, well, many times, the most important thing is really to let ourselves feel everything, to let ourselves process it, even though I can tell you now that it will be uncomfortable. But the more that we have the right help by our side, the more that we have the right people by our side, and the more that we connect to us, the more that we create a loving relationship with ourselves, because sometimes we might not have it, the more that we can trust ourselves to overcome anything. So this was the episode. And I hope it was helpful for you. Let me know, send me a message, send me your comments or whatever it is that's on your mind. I would love to hear from you. And I'll see you on the next podcast episode.